This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The Election Commission commenced the first ever training program for over 1 lakh booth-level officers in New Delhi today. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi, inaugurated a training program held at India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in the national capital. Over 100 BLOs from Bihar, West Bengal and Assam are participating in the two-day residential training program along with 24 electoral registration officers and 13 district election officers from Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Talking to the media, CEC Ganesh Kumar said that India's election is the biggest in the world and to conduct this election, the Election Commission makes 10,50,000 booths. He further informed that over 1 lakh BLOs will be trained in the training programs. India's men's regu team has created history by securing India's first ever gold in the Sepak Takraw World Cup 2025 held at Bihar. Overall, the Sepak Takraw contingent has secured 7 medals in the tournament. The information was shared by Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Mann in a social media post today. Congratulating the entire team for their relentless efforts, Mann in his post said that the victory speaks volume about the hard work, dedication and resilience of our athletes. In a swift and effective operation, Itanagar police have arrested 2 individuals for the kidnapping and assault of a consultant with the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The incident had taken place on Saturday night when the victim was returning from the civil secretariat. Acting promptly on the complaint, Itanagar police have arrested the 2 male accused and recovered the victim's mobile phone and important documents. The woman involved has been served a legal notice to appear before the investigating officer. A case has been registered under relevant sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and further investigation is underway, stated a release. The Khelo India Asmita Taekwondo Women's City League commenced at the Sange Laden Sports Academy, Itanagar today. The league is being organized by the Taekwondo Federation of India and the Arunachal Taekwondo Association. The opening ceremony witnessed enthusiastic participation from 47 female athletes representing various districts of Arunachal Pradesh. DSO in charge, cum technical director of the Arunachal Taekwondo Association, Tarak Dotang, is overseeing the technical aspects of the league. The last edition for this year's Hathkarga Mela State Handloom Expo 2024-25 under the National Handloom Development Program began at the DK Convention Center, Itanagar today. The expo was formerly inaugurated by the Commissioner Textile and Handicrafts Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The 12-day expo is being organized by the Department of Textile and Handicrafts Government of Arunachal Pradesh and sponsored by the Development Commission, Handlooms, Ministry of Textile, Government of India under NHDP. Around 60 artisans and weavers are participating in the expo, which includes participants from the states of Nagaland and Assam. The Hydropower Development Corporation of Arunachal Pradesh Limited successfully organized a one-day sensitization program on carbon neutrality at its corporate office in Itanagar yesterday. The event aimed at raising awareness, promoting sustainable practices and exploring Arunachal Pradesh's potential in the carbon market. The discussions underscored Arunachal Pradesh's immense potential in the carbon market, offering new opportunities for green jobs and sustainable revenue generation. The program was attended by IFS, Chief Conservator of Forest, Environment and Climate Change, Associate Director of Creduce Technologies and other dignitaries. More than 750 rural populations of Sile Oyang Circle benefited from various government services offered under the Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 camp at Oyan yesterday. On the occasion, local MLA Ninong Iring handed over soil health cards availed by more than 150 rural progressive farmers of Sile Oyang. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.